our organization and our allies have been very successful in dissuading the police from functioning as essentially auxiliaries of ICE. We've made the case to both the Nassau and Suffolk County Police Departments, which are the two principal departments on Long Island. If they're seen as working closely with ICE, the community will no longer look to them for law enforcement. In other words, people will go into hiding. We have some concerns. You know, there was a situation last week where someone was arrested by ICE and a local police department, the Hempstead Police Department, was on the scene. We're not quite certain yet as to whether they were actually working together or whether they just happened to be there, but it's concerning to us. In the Suffolk area where we are in Brentwood, there's been particular concerns about the police over time because the prior county executive here wanted the police to function as deputies of ICE. We were able to block that, but the community itself is very frightened of that possibility. Now, the current police commissioner has pledged that that will not happen, but the sheriffs of both Nassau and Suffolk County, which run the jails, have said that they are turning people over to ICE if they're arrested by the police. So in other words, the police aren't turning them over to ICE, but the sheriff's department is turning them over.